September 19th, 2014.
I said that and went off one night. I realize that our minutes, we just got these tonight due to the fact that we had problems error with our computer and flash drives. So if you guys want to take a little bit of time here to go over these, I hate carrying these over. We can make some corrections. I don't have a problem at all with that. So just want to take your time, just kind of go over them.
I'd like to make a motion to table them. I'm not going to go through them here real quick. And I'd like to make a motion to table the minutes until the next meeting. I'm not going to sit here and read them in front of all these people. I've got better things to do than watch people.
All right.
I'll second that.
Is there a second to that? Do we have a second to table the August 12th minutes?
Yes, Jim, I'll second that.
You second that? So we'll take a roll call. Todd?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, we'll table the minutes then. Take care of that. Not a problem. Okay. We have our first report from Superintendent Robert Dalton.
Have you had a chance to look at that one, or is that, do I need to go through that one for you?
I haven't had a chance.
Okay, let me touch on some of the spots now. The new meter has been installed at the Bradford and Elevators, so it's got that functional. I'm not with Mike regarding items of the appliance in the well.
Bob, can you speak up just a little bit?
Sure.
Another part here.
The well number two. The platform that's up there, and I think Max has got a proposal. This should be in your group. It's got some photographs with it. It doesn't have a railing on the top of it. The planks are kind of falling apart. So we're looking to have Max, with your authorization, provide some design services for that, get that up and functional. There were some other ones on well number four where that tends to get used later on this year for deer hunting, which is not its intended purpose. So I think we've got kind of a shroud around some of the other ones that kind of limits that access. We're kind of trying to do a similar thing there, so we don't have people up on that, getting into things they shouldn't. The well number six, there's an electric box up there that's cracked. We're replacing that. And when we had I think we did gutter work on the building a few years ago.
Yep.
But I don't know if you've driven by, it's down in the back and it's right over the door on the front side. On the south side, it's dipped, so we got leaks there. So I'll check with Max on how to proceed with something like that, whether we want to try and get that repair in there or whether we need. I know if we add on to the building, we want to be looking at maybe doing some more major work in that regard, maybe at that time, but if we needed to keep things all functional like they should be, we'll work on that. The hoist that's in there, we're looking at a way to keep oil on that. I guess when it gets that moisture in there, it tends to get a little rust on it, and it kind of kinks as it moves around the gears. It's not a big item, but it becomes more of a safety issue if we start losing some of the metal off of that, so it's just a way to kind of get that to last longer. The pH probes, the riverbank erosion, where our outfall from our lagoons enters the Sangamon River, there's some erosion of the bank there. We've got about 8 feet of pipe exposed. So we're looking at, we've put in an application or application for permit that goes to Corps of Engineers, Natural Resources, and EPA, that we could go in and do that repair and put riprap in there and protect that area. So that's been submitted. We got a short response from EPA, and but the Corps and DNR will be the two that will probably be dealing with the most on that. Some time ago, we had that the program to get the meters and hydrants and all of our paraphernalia that's out in the distribution system located, and I think Max worked with the survey crew to have them come in, and we actually located pretty tight. But I talked with Max about that a little bit, and we think we could get by with using a handheld GPS and doing some other work in that area, some with our guys, and you got a retired gentleman that would assist with some of that. That would be Doc Max.
Guys, I think for the type of accuracies that we're looking at, I think a handheld would be suitable. It's not going to be survey grade, but to be able to get you close enough to find a meter pit or a valve box.
So that way we can find more of that and keep it on our GIS system, get it located so we know where all those things are, even if the oil and chip goes over the top of them, those kinds of things, we still be able to find them. Max and I met with Ted Meckes and Mike Johnson of CWLP to discuss the desired information that needs to be a part of that USDA application. And some of that deals with having to do a comparison of where we're going to get our water from. And so we have to look at that. We've asked them to give us, through their analysis, look at, well, if we take 1,000 gallons a minute out of their system, where can we take it? What does that mean? What kind of pressure are they going to have in the system? What's their long-term cost? I think it has to be a 40-year period that they have to analyze. So if they look at including Lake 2 in that 40-year time frame, you know, those kinds of things, then that has an impact. But it helps us, helps USDA see the comparison. As we had the discussion, just so you know, I said, well, if it gets down to, it costs us $10, and it only costs $1 to go to CWLP, will USDA give us a loan? And the thought was, probably not. Doesn't mean we can't get a loan someplace else, but that means we probably have to do it someplace else. If it's $9 versus $10, it probably gets to that point where it's, you know, kind of our choice. And if it's flip-flopped and we're less, well, then that's good too. But that's just to kind of give you a little sense of what's being looked at there.
So what you're saying, Bob, that USDA requires us to have a, what's your option? If you don't get this loan, what's your option? So that's why you guys are working with City Water Power and trying to get their analytical studies on this.
Well, and also whether they would give us the loan. I mean,
right.
If it was, if CWLP was the best option by a long shot,
yeah,
then they, you know, they got lots of other folks that need sure loan to move money too. So we have to look at that. And
gotcha.
Hopefully we'll all come out good there. But some of the places that we talked about in their distribution system, they're about 5 feet lower in water elevation than what we operate our towers at. So we would need a booster station, so that's something we have to include in that concept also, if we would do that. Like if they have an 18-inch line that runs out to a Technology Park, which is the Mellow Cream area, if you know where that building is. But we've got the tower that's fairly close there in Kern, so we could, you know, take off of that 18-inch line and pump up to our tower and have it distributed in our system. So that was a good spot. We've got several other places up along Bradenton and Washington and places like that that we could make connections. We also talked about, you know, increasing the size of our emergency interconnect, and having a, making sure that it can provide us if we actually need that for us. And then we talked about near and long-term scenarios. Pleasant Plains was one. As we talked about that one, it doesn't seem like Pleasant Plains is planning for long-term keeping of their plant and water production system. They're going to have their distribution, but I think they might be looking for us in the future for the long-term stuff. We'll see whether that comes to fruition or not. That's where we looked at. And the expansion of our district, the growth of our district, in our district to the west. And we also talked a little bit about Menard co-op, and I checked with those folks. We're trying to get something set up there where we can get together. New Berlin Emergency Interconnect that we have discussed in the past. I talked to, or sent a note to Joel Sander, and he's going to check with his board and see where they are, whether they're ready to move forward on that kind of information. Deer Run, the EPA operational permit was received, so we're in good shape there. West of Chapel, we've got a log number and received the construction permit on that side. Some of Cheryl's notes here also deal with a key policy that she's kind of got a little paper on further down here, if you want to take a look at that. And one of the questions was, do you want me to sign things? Do you want Cheryl to sign things? How do you want us to work that? Like the application for permit, some of the sign off of various things. So I know how you want it to be handled. That would be good clarification for us to make sure we're doing what you want. We have received one sealed bid for the handhelds. But that'll close on the 22nd, so we've still got time. We might get some more there. And Cheryl was talking about her notes here, that the training seminar for our billing system in Kentucky on November 19th and 20th. And that's usually a good training. They've always, it's helped them be able to process that more regularly. I think that's all I have. Are there any questions you guys have for me?
The meter that was stalled up at the pay meter at the elevator, does it have a remote reader on it?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing, just a little comment on the underneath the treatment plant about the hoist. We need to seriously consider getting some more dehumidifying equipment in that water plant. I don't know how many. I didn't count the other day when I was here for the USDA tour. Last I knew in my head, we had three of them. I didn't look yesterday. I don't know. I heard the other day. I don't know how many we've got and how many are in operation. But clearly, we've got three. Wayne, is that right?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Because I know they've replaced a couple. They were still under warranty.
We need a couple more or whatever. Whatever Mark Logan says we need. I'm assuming he's the signer and representative who sells them. We need to get a couple more at least. You got something to say? I know you're itching to say something, Maximum.
That's just right there.
I can read just you like a book.
On the soapbox, keeping the doors closed
is huge.
Because as soon as that overhead door goes up, we lose all that conditioned air and we start all over again. Because that's the sweat on the tanks is the humidity in the air. So we can do a really, really good job of open the door, close the door, and not let it sit open for a long period of time. That really cuts the runtime down on those dehumidifiers.
And I never thought to check, are the vents open, the top vents? Maybe they don't even work anymore. That's something else to be thinking about.
Yeah.
But still, we got to do something. You know, that is our only water plant, and we got to try to make up for lost time as far as maintenance on the poor old girl. So we need to do something. That's all the questions and comments I got.
Bob, you said the electrical box is cracked down there at the, you're talking about the wells down there?
Right, well, is
that on the well itself, or is that in that shed? You know, they got a shed down there, and
this is up in the air.
That's up in the air? Okay. What, not trying to change the subject there, but last time I was down there, that shed didn't look too good. We need to do something there. Would you take a look at that, Bob, and see what we can do? Because last I heard, it was infiltrated with all kinds of beads, and the guys don't really like going over that. And it was just really bad. So I think we need to do something. And I think that the building itself was in bad shape. Because I believe Tom told me that, you know, we're going to have to do something down the road because the building's getting bad. So I was just wondering where that cracked case is at. And maybe when we have our electrician down there, he can take a look at that. That's all I have. Anybody else have any questions? Motion to accept the superintendent's report.
I'll make a motion to accept the superintendent's report.
Second.
I'll second.
We don't need a mention. We don't need a motion to accept the report. It's just a report. We don't need a motion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Now let's see where we're at here. Okay. You're up.
Ready?
Ready.
Well, we're getting back in line with where we should be. We brought in, if you look at the very top line on income, $132,667. If you look across, we're 41% on the income, but we're only basically 33% through the year, one-third of the distance. It's not bad. I'm sure the increase is due to some of our income coming from the COLA and what we do at the renewal time for our tax base. If you drop down, we have an incredibly large number at the bottom because this reflects August, we made both of our payments. And both of those payments add up to almost 116,000 plus, 117 right now. So those payments are made, and we're good with the USDA and the IFA, and that's reflected in those numbers. Also, we have tapping fees. We're doing very well on tapping fees. Looks very nice at $7,500, and that just means we're bringing in more customer base, which is what we want to do. I'll drop you down to expenditures. Running right at about normal, especially when you consider we're bringing on more projects. Last month, I know a lot of work was being done with Deer Run, guys buying pipes, everything goes with it. Once again, it reflects the two expenses that go out for the USDA and the IFA. And we also had the cleaning of the lagoon in there. We did very well. If you look at line item 6153, that's not too bad. We're going to have to touch it again this fall. We already know.
So there's more expense there.
Sure. We have more money there, though. That's why I built it that way. It's best to get it out, but it worked out very well when they took it out because the farm fields were ready for it, actually. So we got it out, got it on the farm fields, and now we can look at doing it this fall when the farm fields are ready again. As we move through, you can see distribution is really high, and that's because of the pipe and all the stuff we're purchasing for those connections and Deer Run and everything they're doing out there. But overall, the expenses really reflect a nice number when you consider the income was at about 40% overall, and our expenses are at 38. So we're running just about right. Of course, you can never explain away all the process or all the project work going on because it's hard to build it into a budget. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Todd, I wanted to point out, you and I always talk about this number down there. It's sitting at 3.18 again, and I don't believe it either. You're like me. I'm a doubting Thomas on this one.
It'd be nice, but it's not a real number.
No. And I'll tell you, Todd, when I go in and I figure it out, I'm doing it across a month from August 1 to August 31st, and it's straight up. And I'm not even adding in the misses or the skips that we had, and it's identical to last month. The number was exactly the same. They're not same, 3.18.
I have to think of something that ain't, an accurate number, but we can work on it.
Any questions?
Any questions from the board on the budget report? Okay. All right.
I would ask for a motion to accept pending audit.
Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Okay, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Move on. Okay.
A couple things, too. You're looking at a bill list, and our bills are down considerably from last one, about $60,000 less. We're early in the month on our meeting, too. But because the month prior was a short meeting, because we were early, I loaded up last month's payments, and we're in another short month, and we're going to have another long one next month. It's going to happen again. A couple things that I'll mention here, because we all got that wonderful email about the health insurance, and I'll caution the board that I warned you on two different occasions since I've been the treasurer that when Obamacare kicks in, we're going to feel the brunt. The increase, if you figure it out across the board, will be just $2 short of $11,000 more a year. That's 48.8% more. It's not small. We can go through the bill list if you'd like. I'll point out maybe a couple things. We're high on the end, of course, with construction expenses for the engineering, but with everything going on and everything we're asking the engineer to do, I kind of anticipate that's what's going to happen. Legal fees, we're high. I mentioned this one last month, and that was a number I gave you last month, Todd, and I provided, I hope you've noticed it for you. Super. We also had an extra come on in line 66. There's another person adding on to the Deer Run, and I have prepared checks to go out to those individuals that are already on board. And it's a division of the total coming in, so the other five will be reimbursed as an equal number across. And that's all been calculated, and the checks are prepared. Let's see here, if there's something else I think you should pay attention to strictly. No, there's nothing that really hangs out or looms that's detrimental. We're doing very well at this point. As I say, I like the bill list much better this month than last. And we still prepared 59 checks, so we're only 7 checks short of last month. So the expenses are coming in the line. It vibrated. So, any questions that I may help you with, I would be more than happy to.
Got one, line 38.
Yes, sir.
What's a custom sanitary valve?
That was for Brook Hills Golf Course. So they
it's
wanted.
A sample. It's a sample tank. We put three of them together. We put three sample taps in.
Is that the one that was required by the EPA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious to know what line 45 IMB supplies for $111.11. Where do we get the supplies from IMB? I don't understand. Checks?
No, I don't get my checks from IMB. That's just a misprint. I didn't get. I'm trying to think what IMB would be.
It could be the IMB credit card.
Is it the credit card?
It could be. I don't know.
No. That's what it is. It is our credit card. It is exactly that. It was so low this month. It was beautiful. Those are our credit cards that our staff goes out with. One other one I should point out, and I don't see as you brought that one up. I want to bring up one that I'm going to check on Sam's. They automatic bill us for our credit cards every year. And they did us for 7 credit cards, and I don't think we have 7 staff with credit cards at this point. So I intend to clear that.
75?
They're at 45 apiece.
Oh, no, is that item 75?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give you a number. Yeah. 75, item 75. And 300, I believe it was $315 of that $814 bill is renewal fees. That there's at least 2 that probably aren't necessary. So I think we're probably going to see ourselves $90 better next month on the sands. I'll check into that, and we'll clear that one up. Thank you for mentioning that, Todd. I appreciate it. Any other questions?
What was the total cost of that pay meter?
I did not sit down and figure out the total, but it was, I don't think it's all in yet either. We're still waiting on electric bills and stuff to come in. Are you talking about the electric bill and...
Well, Lee Electrical's got $1,800.
I'll leave that to you. Yeah. That's
a couple different things.
But that's different things, right? It's not all on that pay meter. That did something else on a project in the building, too, I believe.
He did wiring to our
gas
pumps.
Tanks.
Yeah. So it's not all on that
there pay. There are new gas tanks out there that are in compliance with OSHA. The ones that are elevated in the air are a no-no, and these new ones had to have some electric, so I know there was some work there.
It doesn't give you a complete answer, but we'll try and get you a better answer next month. Any other questions?
Am I overlooking something?
Oh, we had a fire. That's what it was. Didn't we have a fire in the plant? They had to come out and work on the...
Oh, we are on electrical box.
Yeah.
Yes, no. Switch. Electrical box. Pumps.
Well, that's what I had read on the bill, that he was working on electrical to the pumps, and it wasn't all the pay meter for the bulb. Yes, Todd, you were saying?
You said a few seconds ago, am I overlooking Brown Hay and Stevens?
No, you're not. I don't have the bill in here because I think the copy was made and it's rolling in the office in there. But it's about the same. I believe it's like $3,700. You're directing that towards our union stuff.
I just always like to know the split between the union and everything else.
Yeah. And you'll see it there, Todd. You have the copies now. You can really get into it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to be requesting more, but this, I appreciate it.
We took you all the way back to April of 13.
Yeah, I want to go back to, I believe, May of 11. But, you can get some more when you get a chance.
I will do what I can. Well, at that point, we're going to go upstairs and start rooting through files.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept the expenses?
I make a motion to pay the bills.
Second?
Should we pay the bills? Legal fees or wait for the next month?
They are down there.
What?
Legal fees in here?
Yeah.
It's all there. Yeah. All right.
Brown Hill
Stevens. So looking Brown and Hay, it should be on there.
I know. It's not on there.
I don't see it.
That's why it's not here yet. That's the problem.
That's what second. I thought I asked the question.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'll tell you right now why you're not seeing it here. I paid it last month.
Okay.
All right. That was on the heavy load on last month. I carried that last load.
Motion carried. Okay. Cheryl, do you have
thank
anything you.
You
might want to add? Or,
I do not. I combined my information with Mr. Dalton.
All right. I appreciate that. Okay, Max, I'll let you give us an update.
Very good.
Okay.
This is Robert, having my report. Bob touched on the issues that we've come down to the office with the safety platform on number 2. There is an authorization agreement on the agenda for addressing that. The
because of the...
Excuse me, Mac. For those people that don't know about the platform, it's on Max's page right here. There's pictures on the back of that. If you want to take a look at it, this is what he's talking about. Okay.
We anticipate that repair work will likely exceed $20,000, and accordingly, we will prepare bid documents so that you can solicit quotes for that repair work. Just to touch what was already addressed in previous reports, but the plant, water plant tour occurred on the 3rd. This is very well received by USDA. I think it was very beneficial to have them out here. They expressed a lot of appreciation for Kern Gardner opening up the plant. Your personnel did a wonderful job in cleaning the facilities up. So I think that will have a really nice effect when it comes time to get the applications reviewed. They'll have a direct understanding of what the problems are. On the SCADA system, I touched base with Cheryl, gave you an email back today that we got a punch list pending from Tom. We did get an inquiry from the contractor on the final payment, which I'll respond to with that punch list. We already touched on the Berlin status. Is pending. Sent down Technology Park. We're just waiting to see final plans on that. Deer runs down. That can come off of our report. Leslie Chapel has been submitted to EPA for review and has been assigned a log number. So approximately 30 days turnaround time for review of that permit. And on the USDA application, I did talk to Ted Meckes today, and he indicated that the data that we've requested from them should be forthcoming within a week. And that's the final piece that we're waiting on to do the cost matrix. We essentially have to put everything in present worth analysis for comparing alternatives. And there are, as Bob touched on, there are intangibles that get considered in USDA's vetting of those options, including drought vulnerability and those type of things. So those type of comments, when you see our report, we'll submit a draft version of the report for your review, and then upon any comments or updates in that final draft, will be submitted to USDA. No updates on Booth Road, and it sounds like we're going to be gearing up for a meeting with Menard County folks again. So that's something for your consideration on how to move forward with that.
Max, when did you talk to Joel Sanders?
Bob,
with you?
I did. I sent him an email.
I ran into him last week, and they said they'd done nothing.
Well, that's
not a dollars issue or an agenda issue.
He was going to bring it back. He said he was going to bring it up to the board and see what they wanted to do. Okay, fine.
That's all I have.
Mr. Chairman, let me,
yes,
go back to Menard Co-op a little bit just to get some clarification from the board of how they might consider that. We discussed three various options there. One is that the water would go to the county line, the co-op would take it as a master meter, and it would be theirs to do with. They would have to take care of their own towers and whatever else they needed to maintain the system as it needed to be. Which means they probably have to put a tower on their side, which would increase the cost. So that's one component that's over there. The other is that they're just wanting to get water to people. So they could be extraterritorial customers initially, like Berlin was when they first got their water. And the other option is that they can petition to come into the district and then be territorial customers, which would reduce their rate. Under any of those scenarios, even if it's the co-op versus the other scenario, you know, the other ones, is there a concern about whether our crew does, you know, the installation? Should we stay out of that if the co-op is going to handle it, or do we want to offer our crew the other ones, if they're going to be our direct customers, I would think that would be similar to whatever we're doing with anybody else, like Spalding Orchard or Deer Run or any place we've done those, but...
We've always done it in the past. We've done it to Northwest Property, and like you say, down at Loamy down there, and just all over. So I mean, the guys know how to lay pipe. There's no ifs and ands about it. So I think we could probably use our own equipment and let them pay us, you know, try to help them out. What's the board feeling on that?
I'd
say, want to contract it out, or?
My personal opinion is that if Menard Water Cooperative wants to own and maintain their own distribution system, then we could supply labor up to the county line, to the master meter, and then from master meter on would be their problem, although I don't believe that they're interested, and I doubt, I haven't talked to them since they've been in here, so I don't know. I doubt they'd be interested in doing that, because they let other towns and villages, Petersburg and or Athens, do their water distribution systems in other parts of Menard County. So I don't think option one is going to be something favorable to them unless they change their mind. But you know, as far as if they are our customers, internal or whatever, extraterritorial or territorial, whatever the words are, if they're those kinds of situations, then it'd be great if they could reimburse us for labor, since they are a cooperative as opposed to just a group of people. I mean, we could provide the labor, but sure, it'd be nice if they can reimburse us. It's a little bit different than a subdivision or a group of folks trying to get water.
As I talked to Bob, he probably didn't know, but I remember when we did the Northwest project, Luke added in on that bill to us. He charged us 2%, and I said, I don't have a problem with it. That was just for fuel. He said, at least we can get some of our money back for fuel. So we agreed to pay that, and he figured it in there. I didn't have a problem with it. But, you know, it's something you guys can consider. I mean, those guys know how to lay pipe. We got good equipment. Either way, Bob, I'd like to see us use our own equipment and help them out on the labor. I mean, they're going to be customers, and there'll be a master meter there. Would they maintain the lines, Bob, or would we?
Well, it depends on which scenario it goes with. If it goes directly to them as the co-op, then that would be theirs to operate and maintain. If there are customers directly, each one of those residences, it'd be just like any place else.
Ours. Yeah. Okay.
It's a shame. I was kind of hoping that after we get, I think you guys are the last on the list for water main extensions, and I was kind of hoping to see us, you know, bring the troops in and start concentrating on this poor old water plant and doing stuff here that's long overdue. But although we, you know, the obligation to help our neighbors is always there, so that's my 2 cents worth.
And trying to understand where you're coming from, Todd. It seems to me that we have two groups of people here. We got people laying the pipe. We got a crew doing that. Then we got Tom and Mike is keeping constant on the plant here. They're taking care of that. So I think when we go, if we get this plant going, I think that'll all be contracted out. So I don't, unless there's something I'm overlooking, I don't think that will affect us putting the lines in. It's just something to think about. But what's the board feeling? You want to go that route or do the? I mean, we'll probably go with a master meter, but then we'll put the lines in.
Actually, not. More likely than not, historically, Menard County, they don't. It's not a master meter. They're buying water in bulk from two towns, but they're not. It's the two towns that are taking care of distribution for each of those areas. City Athens for the east end of the district, and the city of Petersburg is for the other side. It's not, you know,
gotcha.
Like I said, option one, it would be master meter, and they find somebody to handle their own distribution. Option two and three, sometimes.
Well, Bob, do you have any idea what they want to do, or?
No, we can start, you know, and we just start thinking about various options, and I just want to get your input so I can relate, you know, something that you guys are comfortable with, that I don't go off on. Well, we can do that, and that's not what you want to do.
Yeah, I think that the board is, we're certainly capable of putting lines in, but I think the issue would be cost. How much are they willing to? I mean, I like to see them supplement us on something. Fuel would be nice, and let our crew put the lines in.
We'll start the discussion and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bob, while we're talking max inventory,
we had four different scenarios that were analyzed. Let's just pull up this cost estimate. I think the most feasible, because we tried to break it down in a cost per user, per group, and rank those from least cost to highest. And we were talking around numbers 90 connections. And just USDA factor of that 3.9. Their peak day, probably in the 30,000 to 31,000 gallons per day.
You know, that's something, let me throw in real quick, Mr. Superintendent. One thing I'd like to request is if you can provide me I'd like to see what we're using, what our daily usages are here, especially in peak time. Remember the email that we went back and forth with? I'm out of touch with that, and I'd like, if you can get that information,
I
have.
I had the guys give me the pumping stuff for the drought years. So I've got that I'm trying to work through now. That'd
be great, but also I'd just like to see what we're doing in today's, in today's world with 1.7 in the air and 1.2 theoretical treatment capacity.
Back to Menard, how much main do we have to run to get to our district line?
Right around the bend. And they did stub that off for that. So, on your scenario, you're talking about the first one, about 90 connections, and they would probably use 130,000 gallons a day. Questions to Max? Okay.
chairman's report, we've often talked about our newsletter, and to let the board know, I have appointed Diane and Cheryl are going to be helping us out on that. And if anyone has any input, please notify them. They'll be working on that. Don't have it when they'll get done, but just to let you know that we're going to be doing that. The other thing, all you guys has got copies of this Ordinance 55, do you not? Okay. I've given all of you a copy. I want you to take a look at that. And there are some things there that I'd like to see changed. And just the way this thing is written up now, if a guy wants to, pay for a tap, if he wants to pay for a tap, he can do so, but I don't want to hook on right now. I just don't want to hook on right now, but I'll pay for the tap. And down the road from now, I got a real good filtration system in my house. But we're getting older, and maybe we might want to sell the house. So whoever buys the house, I want to say, hey, I got a tap paid for it, and all you have to do is just give them a call. The way this thing is written up, it's like you're going to be charged whether you have a meter there or not. And I just don't think that's right. And I understand where that revenue is, why it was written that way due to the USDA loan. And that's part of why we doubled the rates, because we didn't have enough money to pay for this these towers. So we doubled our rates, and that's where that came in. And the federal government says, we have to have a guarantee of rate coming in so that you can pay off the 40-year loan. Well, at that time, I believe we were approaching 1,800 customers. Today, we're approaching 2,600 customers. So we got more than enough to pay off this loan. But just read through it and think about what we're doing here. And if you have some suggestions, give me a holler, or because I want to review this next month. Eric, you're real good at this. Just taking a look at it and see if we can. Basically, what I want to say, if I want to, for instance, if I got 30 acres out there and I got 5 acres out there, that maybe I'm going to have my son build a house down the road. I'm going to buy him a tap, just for the hell of it. I'll buy him a tap and pay for it. And 5 years from now, when he comes out, he wants to build it, he's got a tap paid for. However, in those 5 years, we may raise the tap fee, and he'd have to adjust that. If it's $2,500, when he comes along, it's $2,700. He'd have to pay the $200 difference. But at least he would have the water.
I want some clarification.
Go ahead.
You just want to give us the money for a future project, for a future, or whoever wants to give us money for a future
tap.
Yeah. All right, how do we follow that?
We had a problem with this before. They called it prepaid taps. And we had people who were going to put in subdivisions and all that. They buy 10 taps. And 20 years later, they still hadn't built a house on it.
That's correct.
I mean, that's where we run into trouble.
Right, right.
And trying to keep track of all of them was.
But that's true, Bob, and I understand that. And if you remember right, we only had one person in that office.
Well, yeah.
That's taken care of. We got a person now that's very organized. We got other people in there, and you can put this information in the computer, and you can keep track of it. So I don't think there'd be much.
What's the advantage?
Well,
you just said they're going to. If we raise the tap fees, they're obligated to pay that, right?
Yes.
Because what's, where's...
Well, the fact is
that we
have the money.
Well,
we have the money. They've already given us the money. We can use that.
It's still a liability.
And what way?
Well, just like a deposit, it's a liability. If they change their mind, we have to refund them.
Well, that's what I want to write. Take a look at this. Right. And we can say, you know, once you make this here, you got so many years to tap on. Now, if you don't, we can write, you lose that privilege, because we can't hold that forever. It just didn't pop. But I just want to change some things, and then just to redo it. And I don't want to cut us out any money. We have their money. I mean, if they pay $6,000, whatever it is, and we can use that money. And then 5 years from now, if you don't hook on, well, you lose it. But we write it up so they know that. Because sometimes when we start projects like this, we don't explain to some of our customers this ordinance. There's some people over on Deer Run that did not know this ordinance. Had they known that, they might not would have give us a tap-on fee. But just review it. I mean, if you can change something in it, I don't mean to get really hard on it or anything like that, but I just think, you know, my son's going to be graduating from high school, and I'd like to buy a tap for him. And next year he's going to build a house, or 2 years from now he's going to build a house. And I'm going to buy the tap fees right now because they're cheap. But if he goes over a certain time, like 5 years, well, you're going to have to adjust that tap fee. But just take a look at it, guys. And
does anybody have the full ordinance? Is this the full ordinance? Because yeah. This says an amendment to sections 2, 4, 9, 9, 12, 14, and 16.
This is all I got.
It's an amendment to ordinance 12.
It's always an amendment to ordinance 12. And so of all the ones we've had over the years, it always goes back to ordinance 12. So you have to look at where does this fit in the original language.
Okay.
And have a copy of ordinance 12 with you when you review it at all times.
Okay.
But Cheryl, this what Jim just handed out to us is the same what I have in my ordinance book. Now, for whatever that's worth.
What we have.
Okay. So that's the official.
Okay.
But it's fine.
All right. No, so much another issue.
For that. Okay. And on the superintendent. How do we want our superintendent signing documents? The only thing that I was told by our attorney is the liability. For ordering supplies and stuff like that, there's not a problem. But like on your EPA documents, it says the owner, and that would have to be a board member or the chairman of the board. He can sign off anything he wants to, but I want to protect the board, our liability. So however comfortable you feel about him, how do you guys feel?
I think he's a consultant and he recommends you sign it or...
Whatever. Yeah. I just want to stay on the same track. I don't want to have any liability come along. And if there's something that you think Bob's smart enough, I think you should be signing this, Jim, and we'll just leave it like that. But supplies and stuff like that, I don't have a problem with that. Contracts, we might have to sign it. Okay, so much for that. You guys heard what the treasurer said about the insurance rates are going up. And Bob, I think you mentioned it one time. Your agent told you that wait till next year. 48.8%. That's a lot of money.
It's a kick.
So you guys, and I've asked Cheryl, instructed her to maybe shop around and see what we can get. just for your information, you guys probably don't know, but my son is an insurance agent. So I took our policy over there and just had him just take a look at it. And he looked at it and he says, It's a good policy. But right back here on page 19, you can circle that. these are your options on different insurance. Blue Cross and Blue Shield offer different options, and they list it on page 19. And you can see how much more you're going to be paying. But he said it's just the Obamacare, and it just come out, and that's what
Jim,
you got.
Jim, we don't have that paper.
This here?
No.
What's it titled?
Oh, well, this is just the policy. And I had Cheryl to print this out so I could take over to him and just review it, and he went over it with me. And he said, you know, it's a good policy. He said, there's no ifs and ands about it. But you guys, if you go out and try to find another one, you may not get the coverage.
It is what it is.
So I just want you to be aware of it, and we'll have Cheryl to shop around and see what we can do. But this is due in October, but I've been told by my son that they sent these out like 45 days ahead of time. So actually, it don't take effect until in December. But they want all these back in. So that's why they're doing it, because everybody like us is going to say, what's this? So
you get some ride time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, some friends of mine that got group policies tell me that they've been putting them up for bid every year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I mean, it's getting crazy.
One of the things is that, you know, we pay 100% of our workers here, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but, you know, we have to take a look and take a look at these policies. So we'll see what Cheryl comes up with. On a short note here, probationary period is up for Jessica last month, but we will not be adjusting her salary until we settle this contract with the union. That's for our advice of our attorney. Training in Kentucky. Can you elaborate on that, Cheryl?
It's just been something that Gardner personnel, office personnel, have attended in the last few years. And I spoke with Mary. They found it beneficial. It's a two-day conference that basically provides updates to the Alliance system, new release information.
When are those dates?
November 19th and 20th.
November 19th?
And 20th.
Okay. Do you anticipate who you would like to go with you? Or, I mean, you should go for sure. But I think someone else...
I think two of us should at least go.
Okay.
Yes.
Does the board have any problem with them going to this home?
Their employees are bored. I mean, the history.
Okay.
There's plenty in the budget for it.
Okay. Good enough. We don't have a problem with that. Okay. Max commented on the well plant tour, and it went very well. I was really impressed. Everybody, there's a lot of people, more people than I thought would be there, but I talked to some of the directors and some of the people that actually gives out the loan, and I was advised by them that they've had an increase from Uncle Sam, a 30% increase. And one thing that they noted, that they very seldom get to tour an old plant. Our plant is 47 years old, but they can see a need for it. It definitely needs to have some work done. So hopefully that'll work out real good for us. And Bob, you appreciate if you continue talking to Menard, find out where we're going on there. And okay, that's all I have. Anything committee as a whole? No? Okay. And we have a chance for our guests to speak. Anyone have any comments? Weather? Tornadoes? Dennis?
I missed the beginning, so I'm not sure under the minutes. There are no minutes on the website for June or July's regular meetings. And I see that this just covers August. Is there, have I missed something there? Are you planning on putting minutes out there for
you did miss July? Something, Jessica?
They went up today. Sorry
oh,
about
did they?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about
and
that.
And June 10th will be up tomorrow.
Okay.
But all of July's are up tonight. Okay. Thank you to Max.
Okay. All right. That's all I need. Thank you.
Anybody? Yes.
Jim, it sounds like the Menard County group is in discussions and with the high probability of them wanting something from us. If that develops, whenever it develops, where literally, where would that connection be made?
Right there at your T intersection. It's right there where they put the fire hydrant. It's right there.
Okay.
Can you state your name for the minutes that are going on?
Dennis Mays.
Jim Mays.
Jim Mays. I called you Dennis. I'm sorry about that, Jim.
It's all right.
Who would be paying for the pipe on that and so forth? Would it be Menard County or would it be the homeowners that want to con like we did? Or
well, this
the
would be a county co-op. So I don't know. And I don't know what the price of the pipe is right now. So we'd have to get together with the engineers and discuss that, because I don't know how many linear feet. The more linear feet you buy, the cheaper it is.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as paying for it, it wouldn't be current. It wouldn't be you guys.
No, no,
it would be
no.
District. It would be the
no,
homeowners.
They'd have to come up with the money before we even start.
The homeowners.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Homeowners.
The homeowners, just like we do.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, anybody else have any questions? Okay. The handheld meters, we have to wait. Max, did you say till the 22nd?
Something like for the bid?
For the bid?
The bid date was the...
They close at 10 o'clock on the 22nd.
On the 22nd, okay. And we only got, how many bids we got? So
one.
Just one. Okay. Okay, organized labor, we're working with our attorneys on that.
Letter B, Jim.
Letter B. Oh, yeah. Authorized. My number. Huh. Right. Authorized water influent valves, 1 and 2. Max?
Yes, we've got a agreement. We're working on documentation for that, so that's being processed.
Okay. And the organized labor, we're still working on that. Okay, employees handbook policy review. Okay. We got these, these policies that we'd like to change here, take a look at these. First, I'm going to have you look at would be the page one, the meal breaks. Anybody have a problem with that?
I got one question.
I'm
sure that it always bugs me when I see that people write down as a full work day of 7.5 hours. Is that state statute language or is that legal or that's the way they are? Right. That's the only thing I got on that.
Okay.
Is
there any, Eric, do you have any problem with this?
She got my revisions in there.
Yeah.
Jim.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I believe that it should probably indicate that that's an unpaid meal break in there.
One meal break on 30 minutes.
Good deal. Great. Thank you. Wish I would have thought of that.
Okay. Unpaid. Any other correction?
Okay. Okay, is there a motion to accept this with the corrections?
I make the motion to accept it.
I second that, Jim.
Okay, since this is a change in the, let's take a vote. Todd?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Okay, takes care of that one. Okay, now, the key procedure security system, that's basically what we talked about last week. That looks pretty good. Anybody has any corrections?
I got a couple here. Page one, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Page one, second sentence, a master key box will be maintained. Add the word EB, maintain. And then underneath security system, I think it would be my choice. I would delete the sentence. There is a video recording unit, storage, district office, blah, blah, blah.
It states now, and Todd, I did email it out, but there is a video recording. There are video recording units inside and outside the district property. It doesn't specify the locations, and Eric caught that. That's a good point.
Let's see the recording. Recording cabinet is locked and key, and locked and the key and remote are maintained. I don't understand.
The cabinet is locked and the key and remote are maintained in my office, in the business manager's office.
Okay. This is just one page, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I have.
Any more corrections? Okay, make a motion that we accept these with the corrections that Todd has that's been written to accept. Do I hear a motion?
I'll accept.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Todd?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay, that takes care of that. Okay, we got one last one here, and that is the absentee and tardiness draft. Take a look at that, guys, and see what you think.
Basically, our current policy, it just has some strengths in it, and it was that the leaving a voicemail, email, or text message is not significant notification. I think those were most of the substantial. But it basically mirrors the existing policy.
Couple things here, Cheryl, when you're ready. On the first page, of course, the third sentence starts out staff, employees. Mm-hmm. We delete the word staff and just put a capital where the E is, or capital E for employees. And then I do have Mr. Oswald's edit here, and I in this, there's a section here that's got yellow highlighting on it.
I think if you've got the current copy,
let me see here. And again, I apologize to the audiences.
Okay.
They don't need to be sitting here while we're bickering over typographical stuff. It says something. I can't do it this quick. I just skip it. The one thing I do have, and I'm just going to give you this verbally, if it's in there or not, I don't know. But one thing you've got, at least in this version, it says full and part-time employees are to adhere to this policy. Just add the word all,
okay.
Everybody's supposed to adhere to it.
Okay, thank you.
Then down here under notification, you got 30 minutes. That ought to be changed, I think, to at least an hour.
I just took that from the actual suggested policies from the labor website. So
let's boost it up to an hour.
Okay.
What was an hour? I'm sorry, I missed it.
That's
notification.
Right here. Right in the middle of page one there.
Great.
Third line.
Excuse me. And then on the job abandonment, I had a question. The employee is absent for 3 consecutive work days. That seems a little excessive to me. I think after 1 missed day, that person ought to be seriously concerned where he or she at least wants to work here, not as far as I'm concerned, unless it's an excused absence.
I believe to reference the meeting at Brown, Hay, and Stevens, in case an employee gets a DUI and they're in jail and they're unable to call, that's why they used more than a day.
Why are you shaking your head?
Sorry, just trying to help.
I think it's nuts. No, I'm talking to Mr. Attorney.
Is that really?
At the state of Illinois, it's 3 days, just to help.
Oh.
I don't know what the...
So you would like it changed to what?
A day, I'd say, at most. I mean, if they're gone for a day and it's not excused, if any sick time or a vacation day or a sick whatever. I don't know. I think it's nuts to me.
What's the board's prerogative? You want to keep it 1 day, or rather you want to keep it 3 days, or 1 day, unless it's excused. So if you're gone for 3 days and you're laid up in the hospital, okay, we can understand that. But if you don't make contact or anything, then you could be terminated. Or it's abandonment of your job. Get on a drunk or a bench.
It's some kind of accident or something crucial. Yeah. Where, yeah.
Like I say, if it's an excuse, if it's a legitimate excuse, we can waive that. So, what's the board's prerogative? 1 day or 3 days? Don't make no difference.
Compromise to 2.
You want to compromise and go for 2?
So. What's the employees think about it? Now, I'm not an employee, but has anybody asked the guys what they thought? Then you guys should be deciding.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We decide policy. The board decides policy.
Last I checked, the board's supposed to be in charge of this place, but perhaps that's wrong.
No. So let's make a... you want to compromise for 2 days, Todd?
I know 1, but you guys, I'm just all right. A minority voter here. Except for me.
All right, so we've got 1 day, 2 days, we've got 3 days. What's your privilege? All right. How many people?
I don't know all that well.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a union bargaining chip here. Or...
I don't. I'm told that there's nothing, you know, we just keep the ship straight ahead until there is an agreement. So it's up to you all. I'm not aware there's a 3-day requirement. Now, there may be. I don't know. I'll find out and let you know. But I think you all need to set the policy, as you stated. If it's 1 day, if the board feels 1 day, it's 1 day. If it's there's some statute somewhere that says you got to give them 36 hours, then we'll let you know, and we can amend it so that we don't violate any...
That's what we need to do. 1 day, unless Mr. Attorney finds out that there's some kind of state statute that says otherwise. Is that fair?
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Unless they're excused, unless it's a legitimate excuse, they get in a car accident, they're in a coma, and we can understand that. Mike, do you have a question?
Jim, I would just be very cautious about granting exceptions because you're opening the door, in my opinion, to basically say, well, you did that for him, why aren't you doing that for him?
No,
but that's just me.
Case basis. Each case be different. But if
you
got 1 day here, if you got 1 day, if you're gone. But if you're in a car accident, if you're in a car accident, you're laying in a coma, you can't very well. Somebody's got to call somebody.
The letter of the law versus the spirit of the law. That's what you guys are discussing right now.
If there's a problem, and then you can work it out in the grievance process.
Yeah. Okay, let's go for,
thank you, sir.
What do you guys want to go for? Your boss. What do you want to go for?
I say 1 day.
All right, let's, we'll go for 1 day, and all in, we'll take a vote on that. Is there anything else in here first, before we go on? Is anybody else, Todd?
Is there anything else you guys want to change or anything? Anything else in here? We'll go for one day. All right, anything else in here?
There's just some light colored print. I don't know if you clean that up.
I'm not sure why I will.
Well done.
Okay. That's it? Okay. We will take a vote on this with the exception of 3 days. We'll put one day. I need a motion to accept this with the correction of one day. Todd?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, take care of that. All right. Okay, now what else we got here?
Who made that motion?
I don't think we made a motion.
Who made the motion? Who'd like to make that motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
To accept
Green Tech seconded.
The change.
Okay.
But you might want to add pending Mr. Attorney's to see if
pending,
there's any state statute that would say otherwise.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, we can do that.
Right. Pending the state statute.
Saying otherwise. All right. Okay, and our attorney is working on extending the voting rights and registration for the people that are outside of our boundaries that receive our water.
Called her today. He didn't call me back. So okay.
But you're working on it.
There's seven months to go before the election, and time's getting good.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. We have a policy for water main extension payment plan.
I have not done anything on that.
Okay. We will table that. Okay. Max, you're going to get together with the plans and everything for the platform and get the bids ready for that.
That's the agenda item before you, is to engage us to begin that work.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion on the floor for us to have Max get this engineering done?
Can I stop you for a second?
Okay.
I'm a little confused on what are we doing. One, this is $4,500, this handout, and then you mentioned $20,000 might exceed.
No, that's for the construction bidding, the actual construction price.
What's the $4,500?
That's our design cost to prepare the design and to spend the DEP for permit.
Do I have a motion on the floor to have Max continue the engineering study and prepare for bids for this project?
Is that basically Max going to be about the same size as the one that's in the photograph? Is it pretty much similar to that?
The photographs that you're looking at are of level 2 as it sits today.
Mm-hmm.
We would propose a 6-foot by 6-foot platform to meet current MEC, OSHA safety regs, proper hand railing, proper access. Be very similar in size to Wells 5-6 platform. It's a significant attachment mechanism because it's a concrete kind of thing.
Okay. Go ahead. Is there a motion on the floor to have Max go ahead and
start this process?
Jim, I'll make the motion for the handrails, the access ladder, and the climbing device to be completed in that project.
Okay. Is there a second on that?
Kurt should be here.
Comment time.
Hmm?
If you try to climb it,
I've climbed it 100,000 times.
Yeah, no, anymore, they do not want. The guys that did your SCADA system, I had to climb up there. They said, we're not going up there. And the guys that work on the well brought in a telehandler to get up there.
Okay, guys, let's get this thing fixed. There's a motion on the floor by Diane. Do I have a second? Can I have a second? Can I make a second?
Yeah.
I second it. Okay, we'll take a roll call. Todd? we got to move on. We got to get this thing fixed.
Why don't you start on the other side? My vote's not going to matter anyway.
Internet?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
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 Present.
Present. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else you need on that, Max?
No.
Okay. Take care of that. We got guests again.
And there's this book.
We got guests.
No diving board.
Anybody out there have anything to say? Anything?
Just wanted to quit raining.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get my telephone off. Okay. Okay. Do we have the executive minutes?
Yes. Let me just double check. I'm saying that.
Okay.
Let me just double check.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's just do the executive minutes next month. Okay. Is it very long?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Need 2 seconds, August 20th.
What's that?
They are 5 pages long.
5 pages long? That's it?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go?
Well, we don't have a printout, do we? Okay, let's just we'll just do this next month.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Can you put that on the thing for next month?
Okay. Thanks. That's going to be October.
Is there anything else that I've overlooked?
She gave it to me.
It's
not on the list.
Were we going to go into executive session with the personnel matters?
No.
No.
No. Problem resolved.
Okay. We can put it on the next
level. Having no further business coming before the board stands adjourned.
September 9th, 2014, and